Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to put my trust in you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon, especially to all of those that put their trust in the Lord, according to Proverbs 3, 5. Not with some of it, but trust him with all your hearts. Anyway, Pastor Bell from Akron, Ohio, she'll give us a word of prayer, and we're going to get into the lesson. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And thank you, Pastor, for that song. Amen.
Amen. You're welcome.
Amen. And the scripture I'd like to share is coming from Proverbs, the third chapter, verses 5 and 6. From the King James, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you in the name of Jesus, we're thanking you, Father God, for another day that we can study the word together, Father God. Lord, we're praying for all those that are listening, praying for our pastor, those who participate. Father God, we just want to say thank you for another day. We ask that you will bless all those, Father God, that are with us today and those who couldn't be with us. Lord, we ask that you would just open up our hearts and our mind to receive this word today. And Father God, we're praying for all those who've asked us to keep them in prayer. We're praying for Sister Sherry. We're praying for Evangelist Marilyn, Evangelist Sharon, and Evangelist Renee, and praying for Sister Tressie. And we just ask, Father God, that you continue, Father God, to have your way in their lives. Father God, we're thanking you for the healing that have gone forth, Father God. And we just can't thank you enough, Father God. We ask that you continue to bless our pastor as you guide him and lead him, and as he teaches this word, that we can understand it, Father God, and using the scriptures to back it up, Father God. Lord, we just ask that we will open up our hearts so this word can be engrafted in the lining of our hearts, and that it will not depart from us, Father God. We bind up anything and everything that may try to come up against our pastor or anyone that's listening and those that participate, Father God. We bind it up. Anything that's not like you right now, and we give you praise and thank you, Father God, that your word is faithful, your word is true. And Father God, let us be followers of Christ. Lord, we just ask that you have your way as we all come together in the word of God. We thanking you for all things in Christ Jesus' name. We do pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that beautiful prayer.
God bless.
Hallelujah. Hey, brothers and sisters, we're talking about upgrading out of. And when we talk about upgrade, we're talking about what the Word of God called upgrade, okay? So, so for those that have not, was not with us from yesterday, let me, to upgrade is an improvement.
Mm-hmm.
It's an increase. I like to think upgrade is you risen to another level.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily this. It can be different, but not limited to. See, somebody you love because whatever, however, and thank God for it because you care, and that can be associated with love. You're concerned, and that can be associated with love. But I'm not talking about all that. I'm talking about the God kind of love. That's what we're upgrading to, the God kind of love. We're going to get in God's class now. We're going to be in God's class of love. Not any kind. It's going to be God's kind.
Amen.
And a couple of things, just for the record, he's replacing the old love.
Thank
and
you,
bringing
Lord.
Us into a new love, okay? So another one, our foundational scripture. Well, matter of fact, I'm going to tell you what you know, Jesus already told us over there in Matthew 6, and we ain't got to go there, but 6 and 5, be not the hypocrite. Don't love like they love.
Mm-hmm.
Because they just love to pray. They love to do all. They have a different kind of love. They can love one another, but it's for something. It's for something that they can gain from it. But we don't. This new love is not predicated on that kind of stuff. So that some people see what we're talking about here. How about let's go to John, the Gospel of St. John 13 and 34. And I know I might have said we was going to go back to Ephesians 3, and we'll get back there. But I'm trying to establish this foundational scripture for upgrading love. So in John, in the Gospel of St. John, the 13th chapter and the 34th verse, it reads like this, a new commandment. Y'all underline new. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another.
Amen. From the Message Bible, let me give you a new command. Love one another in the same way I love you. You love one another. Amen.
And let's support that with John 15 and 9. In the Gospel of St. John, verses 15 and 9. As the Father have loved me. Now, I want y'all to notice this. He's talking about the Father kind of love here. That's what we're upgrading to. He says, as the Father have loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love.
Mm-hmm. Amen. I've loved you the way my Father has loved me. Make yourselves at home in my love. Amen.
And yes, and we will be revisiting that in a few minutes. And while we're over there in John, I want to go to John 15 and 12. Listen, brother and sister, I'm talking about a upgrade now, you know. Jesus said, now, I know it's been said in the an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, but he says, I say unto you, love them that hate you. You got to do good to them. See, this is new kind of love. This is upgrade. What we didn't have it for. It's an upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't trying to take nothing from you. I'm trying to upgrade it.
All right. Praise God. Amen.
In John 15:12. I'm going so fast. Pastor, you did do John 15. Not, that's that powerful. John 15 and 12. It said, this is my commandment. This is my order right here. This is it. Do what I'm telling you to do. Do what I'm commanding you to do. That you love one another. And then underline these next 1, 2, 3, 4 words. Underline them. Draw a circle around them. Put ashes around them. Paint it in yellow. Paint
all
it
right.
in blue. Whatever going to make it pop for you, do that. He said, I'm going to go back and start all over now. This is my commandment, that ye love one another, here go, as I have loved you.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen. From the Message Bible, this is my command. Love one another the way I love you. This is the very best way to love. Amen.
This is this upgrade now. This is this new way. This is the very best way to love. Can you get with that, huh? Can you get
Amen.
With that? These are going to be our foundational scriptures, along with the ones on yesterday. But I just want to make sure everybody's on the same page with what we're talking about. We're talking about this upgrade, brothers and sisters. And through the Holy Spirit. And one day, maybe this week, we'll get into that because I'm going to show you. Because when we get over there in the book of 1 John 4, matter of fact, we'll just go in there too. Bless God. In 1 John 4 and 18, it reads like this. There is no fear in love. That's 1 John, I John, 1 John 4, 18. Wait a minute. I jumped on another version here. Y'all stay with me for one moment. This, praise God, hallelujah. You know, anymore, I'm going to just thank God for everything. I'm thanking him that I saw what I just saw. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
In this business, you got to take everything in and understand that there was a reason for that, and it's a good reason. So he says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out all fear, because fear hath tormented. He that fears is not made perfect in love.
Wow. Amen. From the Message Bible. There is no room in love for fear. Well-formed love banishes fear, since fear is crippling a fearful life, fear of death, fear of judgment. It's one not yet fully formed in love. Amen, amen.
And like I said, some of these scriptures we're going to revisit, but I'm making sure that everybody have this clear path that God have given me. And our last foundational scripture for today is found in 1 John 4 and 8. So, back up to 7, 1 John 4, 7 and 8. Hallelujah. Come here, computer. Why you do that? come on. Okay. You know what? That's all right. Praise God. I go right back over here and find it again. There's no problem. And I said 1 John, Pastor, 4 and 8. And I want to do 7 and 8. Huh? How about that one now? Just give me more time to do more words. Hallelujah. It says, and I just love John. John has so much of God up in him. He just, no reason God gave him the privilege of writing the book of Revelation. Hallelujah. And some other stuff.
Yeah.
1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. Then the Gospel of St. John that bear his name, and also the book of Revelation. I just thank God for the love. And all through, he just shows love. But in 7 and 8, it says, beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. And he that loveth not knoweth not God. For God is love. Let me go and do 9 too, since I'm there. In this was manifest the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son in the world that we might live through him. Hallelujah.
Praise God, praise God. Amen. From the Message Bible, my beloved friends, let us continue to love each other, since love comes from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and experiences a relationship with God. The person who refuses to love doesn't know the first thing about God. because God is love. So you can't know him if you don't love. This is how God showed his love for us. God sent his only son into the world so we might live through him. This is the kind of love we are talking about. Not that we once upon a time loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as a sacrifice to clear away our sins and the damage they've done to our relationship with God. Amen, amen.
And we will revisit that.
Amen.
So, but there are some points I want to make. And since we're there in 1 John, I don't know if we'll do all 20 reasons today. But listen, brothers and sisters, there is about 20 reasons. But for building my case for this upgrade, can everybody see what we're upgrading now? We got love like mm-hmm. Christ. That's an upgrade.
Yeah, yeah.
Got to be born of God. That's an upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's upgrading anything man can offer. All man can offer is words and levels of intelligence and all this. But no one can explain to love like God but the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
So when the scientists and the theologian and everybody get through with explaining the word love and trying to explain it out, always go right back to that scripture.
Mm.
And Jesus said, a new commandment I give unto you. See, these are new orders, that ye love
yeah.
one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. As
mm-hmm.
the Father have loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in this kind of love. This is
mm-hmm.
my commandment. Just want to make sure everybody understood what I was doing, building my case. Now, for that reason, to prove that we are of God, in 1 John 4:7, 1 John 4:7. It says that let us love one another, for love is of God.
Mm-hmm.
And you can read
yeah.
it out of Messenger Bible, Pastor.
Yes, Pastor. 1 John 4:7. My beloved friends, let us continue to love each other, since love comes from God. Amen, amen.
See, so you can't explain God. You got to be born of God.
Mm-hmm.
The scripture she read a while ago proved that, brothers and sisters. So at the end of the day, when you're talking about love, especially if you're going to teach it, teach people to love like God loves.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get all
yeah.
the other stuff, how it sounds good, yada, yada, yada. But, hey, teach people to love as God have loved. If they can't understand that, tell them, get in the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit is going to show them how to love.
Yes, yes, he will. Mm-hmm.
See, amen. It's going to take this kind of love. This up love, it proves
mm-hmm.
the sonship. It
proves
yeah. this
mm-hmm.
upgrade love proves that you know God.
Yeah.
This
Amen.
Is how you prove it, that you know God, because you've been upgraded.
Mm-hmm.
Because
Thank
God is love, the Bible said. He said we should pretty much imitate him. I read that
mm-hmm.
too. Yeah.
Amen, amen.
Because that's kind of like what that 8th verse was saying. But
mm-hmm.
that's when you get upgraded. Because when you don't love like God love or to have the God kind of love, you don't know God. I didn't say this.
All right.
The Word of God said this.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't know him. And you can't convince me you know him.
Say it now.
You can drink what you want to drink, wear what you want to wear, put it in big, bold letters. But, baby, the only way I'm going to know that you loving like God and you've been upgraded, the only way I'm going to know this and the only way somebody else going to know this is that you love like God, that you get upgraded.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Because God is love. And then we should just imitate him. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know if I know we didn't read that, but Pastor, if you'd be so kind, could you read 1 John 4 and verses 16?
Yes, Pastor. From the King James. And we know, I'm sorry, and we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Amen, amen.
Yeah, that's going to define that you've been upgraded. That right there.
Mm-hmm.
That right there, verse 16, that's going to define that you've been upgraded because you're dwelling, you're living in that love. You ain't getting out of it. You're living
Thank
you, Lord. And he living in you. That's what the Bible says. He living in you.
Amen.
So when you get through with all your definitions, all your knowledge about love, I want to know, is love living in you and you living in love? Because at the end of the day, that's what's going to prove it.
Amen.
See, the Bible says God has imparted his love into us. Remember we read that yesterday in Romans 5 and 5? He imparted this love in us. Kind I'm talking about. This upgraded kind. He put it
Thank you.
Pastor said a while ago, and it's also over there in 1 Peter 2 and 21, God sent his son to make it possible to be upgraded. See, if Christ had never came, we could never be upgraded.
Amen.
See? You want to read 1 Peter 2 and 21, Pastor? And while she finds 1 Peter 2 and 21, let me tell you this. That ninth verse says, in this was manifest the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten son into the world that we might live through him. We have to live through Christ. In 1 Peter 2 and 21, you want to read that, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, we got to live in this stuff, brothers and sisters. This ain't nothing you talk about. This ain't nothing you define. Got to live in it.
Yeah.
Got to live in it.
Yes, we do.
It has to become a lifestyle, a style. It has to be more important than oxygen.
Help us, Lord. Yeah. Amen.
I better say that again. That's how important the Word of God is, brothers and sisters. When God give you an order, it's more important than anything going, period. God gave us an order to love.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get the opportunity to say, well, Lord, you know what, let me contemplate this. No, you don't, you can't retreat from this. You can't discuss this. This is something you go into.
Mm-hmm.
Love is something you got to talk about. Love is something you got to do. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is the reason why we should upgrade so that we can live in this. See, before, I'm going to put a pin right there. Before, you were not allowed to live in this love. Mm. You were living in sin.
All right.
Did that make sense? You can live in God's love and sin too. You haven't been forgiven of sin until Christ came. Preach, preacher.
Mm-hmm.
They'll hear you one day, preacher. Couldn't do both.
Yeah.
Could live in sin and live in God's love at the same time. Satan got kicked out of heaven for that same reason, trying to do both of them. There's no 50-50, 60-40, 80-20, 90-10. You're going to either live in God's love or you're going to live in what Satan offers.
Amen.
Be nice. Be kind. Take advantage. Revenge. Yeah, Satan kind of love. Smile. Mm. Pretend.
Hamilton.
Don't even give them this. If you give them this, they'll think you love them.
Hamilton.
Satan kind of love. But listen, brothers and sisters, the Bible says we got to live in it. And you can't live in God's love no any kind of way. And then you ain't going to live in it without the Holy Ghost either.
Amen.
And anybody can say this stuff, but a few folk can do it.
Yeah, yeah.
And you ain't going to do it without getting born again. But, I had said 20, but I'm going to do two more. Like I said, God sent his son to make it possible that we might live in this love because God first loved us. We've been loved and forgiven, so we can do this. Remember John 3:16? For God so loved the world, He gave His Son so we could live in this love.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I get out the 10th verse in 1 John 4, and the 10th verse. See? So, Pastor, you want to read that one?
Yes, Pastor. 1 John 4:10. It says, herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. And from the Message Bible, 4:10, this is the kind of love we are talking about. Not that we once upon a time loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as a sacrifice to clear away our sins and that they've done to our relationship with God. Amen.
So see what? That's why we want to upgrade. I think that's enough reason right there. But I got more. I got more. But we won't do them today. We'll pick them up tomorrow. But I got more. So anyone else like to have any comments on this is time where we allow you to want to comment or read a scripture or share. Because you can't wait till tomorrow.
Praise God.
Yeah, because that word get in your mind. I'm the first to tell you. Sometimes you can't only wait till tomorrow. You want to let it go now.
Amen, amen. And Pastor, I like to read 1 Peter, the 2nd chapter, and the 21st verse from the Message Bible. I probably should go back and read it out of it. King James first. So out of King James, 1 Peter 1:21, it says, For even Hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that ye should follow his steps. So from the Message Bible, this kind of life you've been invited into, the kind of life Christ lived. He suffered everything that came his way so you would know could be done and also know how to do it step by step. Amen, amen.
Mm.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
Did y'all hear that? That's almost just like what I've been saying.
Mm-hmm.
Just like what
yeah.
I've been saying.
Amen.
In line with the scripture, brothers and sisters.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, upgrade.
Amen.
God, that's being in Christ. That's
mm-hmm.
why he came to show us how to do this, how to live in this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So by
Amen.
Being in Christ, this is one of the benefits you get, to upgrade.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, you done up your game now. I think that's what them young people say. You done up your game.
Yeah.
And don't let folks tell you, well, I ain't trying to, I'm trying to impress some people because I want them to know God love lives. And it's alive. And it lives in me.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
I'm upgrading to this new operational system.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You know, my computer had I forget what it was called. I want to say Windows 7. But man, they done went from Windows 7, 8, 9, 10, now it said 11. You gotta upgrade, brothers and sisters. You wanna keep up. You try to stay on that 3G, come next week, you will not use your phone. Guarantee it.
Have mercy.
If you don't upgrade from 3G, you're not going to be able to operate in that phone. And that's the same thing as Christians today, brothers and sisters. We gotta go on the upgrade so we can live in God kind of love. Do God kind of stuff. You ain't gonna do God kind of stuff without upgrading.
All right. Amen. Amen.
If not, we're going to see you all on tomorrow for the Word.